This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, not a bad start to a Wednesday. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer to start us off. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, September 25th. It's, 10 past, almost 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are you doing?
How are you doing, horse? What's the story, you know?
What is the crackerjack with you?
Ah, not bad, you know, yourself. A little bit of a... I didn't sleep too badly last night at all, actually, so... Unfortunately for you, Jim, I'm sort of full of beans.
Oh, there you go. Happy days. You go.
How was you? Did you finally know after all the talk yesterday about getting you to sleep and giving you the sleeping tapes and working and all of that
yeah,
for you?
Yeah,
did you get a bit of kip?
Yeah, well, just to be clear now, none of your stuff worked.
What do you mean, none
of your stuff worked? Right. I did find remedies to kind of get me through, but it wouldn't have anything to do with you and the other... Lula out there.
I find that hard to believe.
I know, yeah. I understand that. I do understand that your own opinion of yourself wouldn't take that on the chin.
Not really. Not taking it lying down, though. You know what I mean?
Anyway, welcome along, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Heading into Hump Day, as JP calls us on the old WhatsApp this morning. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Jerry from Sheriff YC is on already. Mick in the... in the truck, he's just after getting into the seat for the day. He's got it all ahead of him.
Oh, yeah, well, stay safe out there anyway, Mick. Enjoy yourself.
He's heading to West Cork for the weekend. Little break with him and the missus. Now, I wanted to bring this up as well. Antoinette's been on to say, morning, lads. PJ, you were brill on the Elaine show yesterday.
Yes.
You never even mentioned you were going to be on.
No.
You didn't say anything about you were going to be on the telly.
No, I don't know I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, you're always doing that. You're always sneaking off to do stuff on your own. And leaving me behind.
Being a little sniggledy snake.
I'm like the Cinderella of this operation. You always go off and you do all the fancy glamoury things.
Go off to the ball.
And I'm here, you know, mopping up and cleaning up after you.
Do you think he was here at 3 o'clock yesterday mopping up? I doubt it very much.
Preparing the show, making sure your side of the desk was all shiny and everything and clean and... all that.
Dear Lord. Anyway, yeah, because Madhouse is going back on tour, so I'm on the campaign trail to try and sell tickets to Madhouse.
Yeah, very good. Well, could have helped you sell it. Well, I'd have been invited.
Well, I'm going to ask you to help me sell it today.
Oh, yeah, great. In my very own kitchen.
No, I meant on the shop. Do you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Greg and Ballinasloe, it's a weird one. At this stage, lads, Bon Jovi must be at least 90% of the way there.
That's true. Because, whoa, we're halfway there.
They
were halfway there in 1988. You'd think that they might have come
Moved
on a bit.
Fair point, Greg. Margaret in Fermoy, morning to you. Happy carts. Happy Wednesday and a happy hump day and all that shenanigans to you. Super Spark's been on. He's wondering if we fell out with him.
What? Why wouldn't we have fallen out with him?
I don't know. Maybe he's one of these sensitive types. Bit clingy. Yeah. Maybe he's a bit clingy, is he?
John, mate, are you? Are you a bit clingy now, Super Spark? You don't be worrying about anything at all.
And he wants to know, could you do... he says, I never got a chance to listen to your podcast till this week. Could you do one every day for an hour? Never laughed as much as I did this week.
That might be a bit intense.
It's hard
now.
Enough pinning PJ down when he's going off to glamorous television lands.
Oh, my God.
Filming and everything. Hard him to
do
pin
you
him
hear
down
this?
For one podcast, let alone one a day, Super
this
Spark.
This is unbelievable, Super Spark.
Unbelievable.
Don't worry, he's talking to you again because he's obviously not talking to me.
Morning to English Ian, who says it's a beautiful morning out there.
It is, 087-188-0008
if you want to give us a shout. You can do. We've got a huge amount of birthdays today. Hell of a lot of famous people were born today.
Yeah, so what way are we going to do this then?
We may have to do a splitty uppy.
Right, it's a bit of a split situation.
I mean, you're talking serious heavy hitters. Like, I left out some fairly big names.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
I was almost going to say that gives me a chance, but sure, nothing's I've been so bad lately, nothing will give me a chance.
These are some serious A-listers in this one.
All right, so good. At least I know who they are.
Yeah, well, that's
which helps, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it helps.
Yeah. Although you do seem to do well with the ones that you've never heard of.
No, yeah. So this will be my worst morning ever. Tom Cruise is 92.
I want to be the only one. Eternal Hero Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for that. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. JP has it summed up perfectly there. He says, poor Jim stays behind every day writing apology letters for PJ.
That's it. Yeah,
there you
I know.
Go. He's worked it out. I'll stay here and write all those apologies for you.
Okay, and don't forget to warn.
Right, birthdays today. Right, we're going to first batch of the birthdays. As I say, some serious heavy hitters, serious A-listers in today's one. We'll split them up because there's a lot of them. And I even left a few out. But anyway, so it's a husband and wife team to start.
Yeah.
Right. And this is the husband telling you how he met the wife.
Oh, okay.
And I met her, you know, in the bar, and we sat there for a little while. And I said to her after about half an hour, you know, I'm going to be the father of your children. it sounded good. And she said, you know, I've heard a lot about you. And I've seen a lot about you. And I think it's time that I say goodnight.
Wow. Any ideas?
I haven't a rashers.
That is part of the Douglas acting dynasty. Michael Douglas.
Oh, right, okay.
Talking about meeting Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh!
They actually have a birthday on the same day.
Yeah.
It's both their birthdays today.
All right, so I have to guess both of them then.
Yeah.
They're fair. There's a significant difference between the two.
That there is. In fact, I'll give you a bit of a clue, right? There is literally a quarter of a century between the two of them.
Oh, my God.
25 years between them. So,
jeepers.
If you get one, you'll get the other.
And I don't care what anyone says. Walking up to someone after half an hour chatting and saying, you're going to be having my nippers, that's creepy. I don't care who you are or what you do.
Even if you are a sex addict, as he proclaims
walking
himself.
Walking to a woman 25 years younger than you saying, you're going to have my nippers, that's... It's creepy. It's the one woman in the world would have put up with that nonsense.
He is a bit bizarre, though.
He is, yeah.
Because, he claimed to be famously to be a sex addict.
He did,
right,
yeah.
Which is, you know what I mean? There's, as addictions go...
You'd have to wonder, yeah.
That'd be a big one.
Getting high on his own supply, I'd say.
And then he also claimed, remember he had a bit of a cancer scare?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And... again, he claimed it came from being involved in a certain form of...
Did he?
Yeah.
What kind of a thing?
You know, with the because he got it up here in his sort of, you know, throaty, melty
bit.
Oh, you're
joking me.
So he said...
What a cracking nutcase he is.
He is a bit proper strange.
Oh, my God. That's what you need, then. Look at who we married, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus, imagine. I can't even get head nor tail of that. You know what I mean? You try and do things right.
Yeah.
And then you just end up disappointing.
Maybe they like a bad boy, PJ.
Bad boy? That can't keep us. Twink could have a word with him. Do you know what I mean?
She could.
Yeah, zip up, yeah, Mickey, for God's sake. You're making a show of yourself.
Oh, man.
Right, I got to say that he's...
Do you want to do them as a two? Do you want to
combine the ages?
Yeah, yeah. No. Do you want to do them as no?
Yeah.
Between them,
135.
If you said 135, now I have to work it out. But I tell you, you're 10 years out with 130. With
145, then.
No, you're going the wrong way.
Right, I got it wrong. 125 is the answer.
125.
Right.
Right. So, which one is which?
Well, he's older, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's 100. She's 25.
Come on, I'm determined to get you there.
I can't figure it out. I can't do the sums. 125. Right, she's 75. No, that doesn't work either.
No.
She's 50. And he's 75.
Yeah!
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
There we go. So I'll give you two for
Jeepers.
That. I'll give you two
for that. Oh, well then look at that. We're already laughing then.
You're already on the home stretch.
Even though I said one of them was 100, the other was 25.
Right, and the other...
Oh, my God.
The other one of the other big A-listers who's celebrating his birthday today, Will Smith, the Fresh Prince himself, is celebrating a birthday. Yeah. I've kind of grown to like even more of late.
Yeah, same here. He's one of those, you got to believe it to see it, and to see it to believe it, and American positivity. He's got that truckloads.
It's kind of authentic with him a bit.
I think it is, yeah. It's an authentic sort of... Yeah.
It's not Dr. Phil stuff with him.
No. He just wants to... he doesn't even care if he's happy. He just wants to succeed.
Yeah.
You know, he's a machine. You know what I mean? There's no work-life balance. It's like, you know, just you just have to work until you die, and that's it. And like, you try and enjoy the parts of it while
the
you can.
The little bit, yeah. Yeah.
So you may as well make the millions and look at them when you're not feeling great.
Exactly, and count them.
Yeah, so what are you going to do?
When you're feeling chilly, wrap yourself up in a few million-dollar bills.
I'm going to collect money and misery. That's what I'm into. So I got to say that he's 54.
Oh, not bad. 51. 51. But that doesn't
matter. I
knew
I was going too high.
We've got two in the bag already, PJ.
Yeah.
And another batch still to come.
Oh, but then we're laughing. So.
Stand by your beds. Now, you take a big deep breath and a nice cup of coffee there. And we'll be back to you with the rest of them, right?
Right, so let's do it.
Happy days.
That's your news in Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 32 and a half minutes past six, I was going to say.
Talk about being precise. Wow, 32 and a half minutes.
What a ridiculous way to tell the time.
Well, it's factual and accurate.
Yeah, but I mean, on this show, factual and accurate gets you nowhere, John.
Well, indeed, yeah.
I mean, literally, that's the worst two insults you could pay to somebody. You're factual and accurate.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being called it once in my life now.
Don't be ridiculous, PJ. That'll never happen.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm definitely aware of that.
How's your Wednesday, John? Happy hump day and all that?
Indeed, yeah. Slowly getting over it. Very slowly, as it turns out. 5-7 to Uruguay in the old ruggedy thing.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's happening now, is it?
Amazing, yeah. Sport at this hour of the morning, ungodly as it is, but it'd have to be in Japan for there to be sport at this hour of the morning. But yeah, Uruguay
who's
winning.
Uruguay and who?
Yeah, Homer Simpson's team. They're playing Fiji. It's 7-5 at the moment.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Santiago Arrate scoring for you. I'm reliably informed.
Right.
You look can imagine
this.
Uruguay.
This is amazing, isn't it? Look at this. Live sports commentating.
Isn't it amazing?
It's literally a first for this show.
At 33 and a half minutes past 6 in the morning.
Without seeking to spoil Uruguayans, in fairness, you live for football and you have your man Suarez and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and they used to have Cavani.
They used to have Fonseca and the other lad. What's his name?
Don't forget our man Diego Forlan.
Diego Forlan. What a striker he was.
Eventually. Yeah.
The lad Francescoli. He was Maradona's favourite player from Uruguay. And you're playing rugby. You have 3 million people. You're surrounded by corrupt politicians. What you have football to your up to your eyeballs, and then they play rugby. What's the point? It's like the Kilkenny hurlers. What's the point?
You almost described Ireland when you said surrounded by corrupt politicians. Yeah. about a few million of a population.
Yeah, and so you're living, breathing. You know, I mean, the Dubs footballers—they're uber successful. At least you have that from your point of view as a Dubs fan.
Yeah, well, from our point of view, yeah.
Yeah, the Irish rugby team are currently—they've actually fallen back to second in the world. Pretty good though. The Irish football team, not bad. Not great, not bad.
So you're basically saying, look at Uruguay, if you have one thing going for you, will you stick to it, for God's sake?
Yeah, exactly. What's the point? Were they the crowd that had the airplane thing years ago where they had to eat each other up on the mountain in the Andes?
I don't know where that's going after this.
And rugby was born. Yeah,
indeed. Yeah, yeah. That's where it came from.
Wow. But of all the things that Uruguay could be famous for, well, they had the Yaman, they have Luis Suarez,
Nando Parado.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you know the way the Argentinians have singers, Eva Perón, they had various other people? I can't think of anyone but footballers. Who did Uruguay have, in fairness? I mean, I'm sure I'll be corrected quickly on this.
Outside the footballers?
Outside the football, yeah.
Oh, you haven't a rasher.
No, Hannibal the Cannibal, he was not.
Is he down around there, is he?
That's baffling.
That's
there
amazing.
You go, that opens it up now.
That's amazing. So
there's a teaser for you now.
Literally some of the most important, some of the most famous people out of Uruguay, the people who ate themselves up on a mountain.
Indeed, but it's a very important question. Who's famous from Uruguay?
Is that where the footballing term he's being headhunted came from? Then, I wonder.
Yeah, the Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, and it's a fine day from Opus 3 ahead of that. Ring any bells?
No.
Yeah.
Our Opus.
Don't know. That's what it says. It's a fine day from Opus 3. We played it there for Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, it didn't ring a bell when I heard it then either. But Opus 3 the ones that played Life is Life?
Well, they were just Opus, weren't they?
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
I don't know now.
Right.
Didn't sound like them at all.
Not the Riddlers. Anyway, I was stuck into the. After. John was telling us all about the rugby. We've turned it on now.
We flipped it on the telly. Now we're watching. Currently, it's Fiji 12, Uruguay 14.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
what a thriller. I will say, look at it. Yeah, the stadium is unbelievable in this thing.
It's a lovely little one. And it looks like it's in the middle of the mountains.
Looks like it's a botanic stadium.
Yeah, the countryside in Japan looks good, doesn't it?
It is. It is, yeah.
Is it?
It is. It's pretty incredible.
I never got out of the city, you see, when I was over there. I never really got out of the city.
Yeah, the old Japanese countryside now. It's fairly exotic compared to what you'd see around Ireland a lot of the time, you know.
Yeah.
Irish woods and forests are amazing, there's just not a lot of them, whereas over there there's some incredible mountains.
That looks incredible. It's it's bizarre, isn't it? It's not even 6:45 in the morning and we're sitting here watching a rugby match from Japan.
Yeah, I wonder what they do over there for lunch. It must be amazing.
Right. Come here, listen, we need to get back to these birthdays right now. There are people complaining that I've given you two.
Why, yeah, well, let them complain. Right. You know what I mean? It's been a rough hell couple of months for me trying to get them.
Who is this now that's who's complaining? Let me see if I can find a name for who's complaining. It's Mark. Mark's complaining. He says, what a joke. Mike, you can't allow those two birdies. He have fed by a JCB there.
Yeah, he's calling you a JCB. That's supposed to be Jim McBee, isn't it? Jim McKay, but he's a JCB.
Anyway,
that's very good.
So technically you do have two, and one more would be enough.
One more would be enough, yeah.
Of course, after that then, Mike.
And considering I've used up essentially every single holiday.
Yeah, could come in handy.
Jeepers, I tell you something.
I'm sure there'll be a steward's inquiry. But anyway, right, you ready to go?
Stop that. There won't be unless he stops. Let's just delete Mike's test there in case anybody sees it.
Yeah. Right, what about Declan Donnelly?
Declan Donnelly, as in Anton Deck.
Exactly, so he's the one on the right. The small
He's the little fella.
He's the little fella.
Yeah, God almighty, those two have done some gigs, haven't they? So he's the one that hasn't been in trouble.
Exactly.
Anthony's the one that has been in all the grief.
Been a spot of bother.
Yeah, yeah. Jeepers, he did get into a lot of trouble. Hey, your man Jack must have been thinking, what a minute, man. You know, there must have been a bit of selfishness in him going, what about me, though? What about me?
What do you mean, when they were talking about...
Well, when they were saying, maybe, well, that's Ant and Deck, maybe...
I'll be ruined.
Ruined, and he must be thinking...
Well, I didn't do on
I could always do it with somebody else, though, couldn't I? There must have been a bit of that going on.
Because remember, they had to do the I'm a Celebrity. He had to do it with somebody Holly else. Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby, who was brilliant.
Yeah, very good.
And then you'd be thinking, they'd be thinking, well, do we really need the little fella now? Or will Holly and somebody else be a good... Do you know what I mean? There's a time for her to shake this little tree up a lot.
No, I don't think so. Just I didn't do the bald things that the fella did.
You think there was definitely a bit of that, wasn't there?
Absolutely.
No, I didn't do the things that should cost me making all the millions all the time.
That's the trouble when
it was the other fella.
That's the trouble when you pin your colours to a rogue celebrity, as I well know.
A rogue celebrity. Oh my God. Yeah. Before I leave here every day, Jim makes me take a breathalyzer. He's like, hey, what were you drinking in that coffee? I want to have it. Me and Jim, we don't trust each other.
You behave yourself.
We be texting each other all the time. What are you doing? Are you little? Yeah.
Yeah. Are you in bed yet?
Yeah, go to bed.
Go to bed.
Don't want you waking up tired and doing something stupid.
I don't know the other thing about it.
I gotta say, he's 43.
Oh, not bad. 44.
Ah.
God, you were close there.
I thought I knew I was older. Ah, well.
Right, let's go back to the footy ball. One of ours. Well, it's kind of a strange one, this. One of ours and one of theirs, because he's an Irish legend, but unfortunately he's also a Liverpool legend.
All right, yeah.
Ronnie
Whelan. Had him reeling when he did something odd and all against the Dutch.
The thing.
And then he came back against the Irish and scored another goal for Uruguay. In the rugby. Ronnie Whelan was brilliant.
Yeah.
What an absolute character he was for Ireland. I mean, we all loved him so much, even though he wasn't them.
Yeah.
But God, he was great.
Remember that goal?
He?
Remember the sort of the it was almost like a, sort of like a flying volley that he scored in that, in one of the tournaments in the 88, was it?
This is the thing. Yeah, I think it was 88, was it?
Yeah.
And,
what a screamer.
You remember the goals. It's hard to place when they were. And the best thing is he looks like he's still a bit of crack. So that video, wasn't that him going, oh no, that was Ray Houghton.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The ball in the English. No, that's Ray Houghton. But Ronnie Whelan was just, he was one of those names even. You just like, you were always, Ronnie Whelan was a player you pretend to be running around your estate. I'm Ronnie Whelan.
But that's what I was just about, speaking of estates.
With his mad haircut, his bowl haircut, his Peter Beardsley haircut on him.
God, don't say that nowadays. Can't say that about Peter Beardsley now. Nobody wants to be associated with Peter Beardsley at the moment.
Yeah, that's, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, I apologise, Ronnie Whelan, for comparing your haircut.
But I think, isn't Ronnie Whelan, isn't he my neck of the woods? Isn't he Finglas?
Is he?
I think we can claim him.
I think you might be. Yeah, maybe you can. Yeah. I don't know, to be honest.
Is he ex-Tolga Rovers maybe? Or no, not Tolga Rovers. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, somebody will tell me. But you need to tell me his age.
Maybe that explains his haircut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the Tolka Valley boys walking. That's the Tolka Valley haircut, that is. Right, I got to say, Ronnie Whelan is 57.
Oh, my God, I don't believe this. 58.
Oh, I can't. Oh!
You've been one away.
Two off the post.
So this is it. This is it. Well, I played the dramatic music.
Yeah, go on. So it's been pretty close.
Yeah, exactly. We may as well give you an opportunity to kind of like, you know, really pretend like you're going for it. So here we go. Okay, so two on the back of the net, albeit that, you know, in fairness, they were pretty much own goals. But anyway, so two on the back of the net, two off the post. Last one to decide if you get a day off. Star Wars legend.
Oh, dear.
Luke Skywalker himself.
Oh, dear.
Mark Hamill. Celebrating his birthday today.
And if you follow him on Twitter, he's great crack. He's a great crack. He seems like such a nice fella, just a brilliant bloke.
Was there a rumour that he was a bit miffed about the new Star Wars movies not having him in them?
Well, no, not that he was miffed. It's just he has this amazing story. In fairness to him, they put him through training. They made him do all these camps. They put him in through hell. Like, they made him do, like, lose all this weight and do all this sword fighting and everything to get him into shape. To do, like, he went through years of work.
Right.
And then he got the script. And all he had to do in the first movie was turn around at the end and go, "Hello." That was it. And he was like, "What? Is this really? Are you serious?" They were like, "Yeah." You'd be in the one after, and you'd be in it a bit more. They were like,
Oh my god.
When you read what the amount of stuff they made him do, and what he had to go through.
Just to go on and go.
Just to get the role, and to be given the role. And of course, it's Star Wars, so the scripts were top secret. And then he reads it, and he's like, he's flicking through it going, Where do I come into this bloody thing? And he's like, he's on the last page.
All right.
That's it.
I tell you, it'd be worth seeing it just to see Luke Skywalker go, "All right,
yeah, that's the crack. I've been through a lot to get here, you know."
I'm not talking even about the first three movies.
Yeah, I want to see, unbelievable. I need to wait 2 years and stay in the shape to do the next one. It is a mad story, but I'm going to take a stab that Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, the original and the best is. I'm going to say he's like 61.
68. Oh. Feck. Yeah, Hadaway, What Is Love? Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, September 25th. Good to have you along, folks. Just 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp. And by the way, in case you're a rugby fan, 24-12 is the current score. Uruguay beating Fiji 24-12 at halftime, as you heard with John there. And I mention it because Paddy in Cork, right, was just on. I don't know if this is true, PJ, right, but he says, in the early noughties, I was coaching rugby in Uruguay.
Yeah.
Right? He says, the rugby union was seeking suggestions to help raise the profile of their game and make the national team seem more intimidating. I suggested they change their shirt crest to a knife and fork. Again, going back to John's comments.
I know where he's going with that.
In the mountains and all that.
Jeepers.
Luckily, I was leaving a few days after sending it. Yeah. Good man.
Of course you were. Paddy. You probably got sacked, I'd say.
Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. And by the way, if you're about to head into work and you're not feeling quite up to it because maybe maybe you were out last night.
You never know. If you had a couple of fizzies, maybe they got to the one too many point. Well, don't you don't dare go into work. According to
you're which, not well.
You're not well. Now, I know we always said, no, well. Yeah, well, it's a self-inflicted and get up there and it's whatever. According to a German court, you are now officially suffering from a legally defined illness.
Wow.
So you may...
The hangover is now an illness.
In Germany it is. It's a technical way of getting there, but they've got there, which means you can get a doctor's note for it.
Oh my God.
I can't go into work because I'm sick. You know what I mean? It's a very technical thing, but it's done.
This is a serious can of worms here now.
A serious can of worms. It really is, yeah. Like, yeah, that means you could literally book in your sickness days. Do you know what I mean? Because you know the way you're given holidays from work and sick days from work?
Yeah.
And you're allowed a certain amount. So if you use up all your holidays, you can say, I'm actually going to be sick on the Tuesday after the bank holiday. So, you know, I'm going to just take that, book that one in now.
Oh my God, this is potentially a nightmare for
employers,
types.
Yeah. So here's what happened, right? So a German court has ruled that hangovers have to be defined as an illness, right? So this company that makes anti-hangover drink... Right.
Okay. So they make morning after stuff, like, or morning.
Well, no,
after.
I think
when else are you going to have a hangover, Jim?
I don't really understand how anti-hangover drink, bar it being completely alcohol-free, I don't really know how it can be described as anti-hangover drink. But anyway, they do it, and it's made, it has been made illegal because of health claims about that product. So it's alleged that since a hangover was technically an illness and has become an illness now, the product can't legally claim to be able to cure an illness.
Right. Okay.
So they say that when you have a hangover, it does include small or sometimes temporary changes to your body, right? So the ruling court said information about a food product cannot ascribe any properties for preventing, treating or healing a human illness or give the impression of such a property. By an illness, one should understand even small or temporary disruptions to the normal state or normal activity of the body. Therefore, to stop this drink being sold as a cure or whatever, it has to be defined as an illness, right?
Oh my God.
So there you go. So now you can go to your doctor, as long as he's German and in Germany at the time, and say, I need a note for work. I'm sick. And he goes, right, how many days? Oh, I'd say, well, look, it's put in there for New Year's Eve, me birthday, and I'll just spread it out. And which the doctor go, excuse me, I'm planning on being very, very sick on those days.
If this spreads around the world.
I know, you can imagine the liberties that will be took.
Oh my God.
The liberties to be took, it's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then then Jim will probably start to make it a legal illness that he has to work with someone who's a pain in the arse. And he'll be able to get sick days left, right,
and centre. If it does adjust the body to the point where you have a pain in your posterior, it is a technical illness.
Jim will be in there going, we'll have a doctor's note. I'm not allowed to walk by anyone who gives me an actual pain in me hoop.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's it's an amazing turn of events.
Don't they talk about how many days there are lost to fizzy drink illness?
See, this is
on a general basis.
See, it's never. They're called hangover days. Or they're called fake sickies or whatever that. They're never seen as actual sick days.
Have you ever taken a duvet day? You know the way they had that thing, duvet day, where you just feel.
Well, you actually feel grand. You just couldn't
faces,
be asked.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going into work today.
Taking a duvet day.
Just sitting there.
For general well-being.
Feet up, telly on, Jeremy Kyle, some ridiculous subject like my parrot called my mother a cow or something. Like delighted with yourself. Really enjoying the literal nothingness of the day.
Brian Adams, Summer 69. It's almost 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. And we have to say congratulations to Paul. Sarah B was on. She wants to wish her husband Paul a happy 11-year wedding anniversary. So Sarah and Paul have a great day, but she also wants to remind him that he still needs to get the kids up for school. So
go on and get that done. It's 11 years she's waiting for you to do that. Come on, get in, whip yourself into shape there, sir.
Also, morning, fellas. Half asleep, but good music waking us up in Cork. Adam, who'll be heading to Dublin shortly, and his 13-year-old daughter, Catherine, who'll be heading to school. Give us a shout-out and help us get over the shock of getting up. No problem. Adam and Catherine, have a fantastic old day.
Have a great one there. Enjoy yourself. There.
And look at that. We've had somebody on who's... because we're talking about this new law in Germany, somebody who is German was on.
Oh, right.
Heike. Would you pronounce it like that? H-E-I-K-E.
That's how I pronounce it, but that doesn't stand for very much now.
Lads, you know Germans are different. They only call in sick if the head is carried in their hands. And I know, I am German, but being out here for so long, I adjust and took the best of both worlds. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we've slowly dragged them into our world.
We've dragged them down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Germans are a difference. They have a very different way of looking at the world. You know what I mean? They like being on time and actually in the place they're supposed to be in, and you know.
Wow, imagine that, being on time.
I know.
What a shocker.
I know.
From an Irish capacity.
I'd love that, because I am very German in my carry-on when it comes to time. You know what I mean?
Which means
I've spent probably 20% of my life standing outside places on my own.
Yeah, correctly. Waiting,
Waiting for Egypts who think, I don't know, he says 7:30.
So anytime before 8 o'clock would be great.
Yeah, around 7:30. Nobody has a time around except for Irish people. Do you know that way?
Exactly.
Like you say, any other country in the world, I meet you at 8. They don't say around 8. It's 8.
Yeah.
And that means you get there before 8, because to get there at 8 is late, because it means you left someone waiting.
Yeah.
The Germans don't do that. The Irish, around is... If you start anything with around, it's not a time. It's not a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is me getting all upset now.
No, but you're right, though, because the timekeeping thing is mad and it's really annoying.
Oh, my God. Even the telly used to do it. Remember years ago watching RTE and all, and it's just it's on 8:30. And it's the ads.
Yeah.
It's the ads. It'd be 5 minutes later. Even the telly was going, chips would be on around 7:30. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Somebody else has just texted in relation to your story about hangover. Apparently in Germany, a hangover is now officially an illness. Lads, with these new sick days, Tara will be in Germany every second weekend. Says Gareth in Limerick.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
Gareth, for your sake, it's a good job she's not here to hear you say that.
And she doesn't have your address. She'd be outside your gaff now swinging a bottle of brandy round in a sock.
It's time to play Orlando a Go-Go. With touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando.
Not many more chances to make sure your name is in that draw. Friday morning, the winning phone call will come from PJ and myself. Hopefully, it could be you on the other end of that phone being told that you're heading off to Orlando in Florida. 10 glorious nights for the family. You can enjoy the theme park capital of the world, the amazing shopping, all of the other attractions. And of course, don't forget the old basketball tickets. I think that's actually a biggie. I often look at those basketball games in the States and think kind of, that was pretty cool.
Look, they look amazing, yeah.
Would the Orlando Magic, would they be regarded as a decent kind of...
Having a rashers. Right. I know literally nothing about basketball apart from the fact I'd like to go to it.
Exactly.
That's the only thing I know about. I don't even know the rules.
Good enough. Right, let's see if we can get somebody into the draw. Who's going to play, PJ?
Who is going to play? I was just having a quick scan of the list there, to be honest with you, to see the names that's coming up. But it's going to be Bernie in Dublin that's going to play this morning. How are you, Bernie?
Morning, PJ.
How are you? How's things?
That's a story.
All good. How are you getting on?
Great. I saw one of your colleagues there yesterday from the Young Attendants. I was mad excited when he got...
Oh, really?
And ran. Yeah.
Who did you see? Which one of them?
The little, gorgeous little one.
Alex, I presume you're talking about. Yeah.
The gorgeous little one.
The little gorgeous little one, yeah. That'd be Alex for sure.
Oh, very good. Right, listen, Bernie, you know what you got to do? We got 40 seconds. PJ is going to describe the celebrities. You just tell us who they are. We'll try and get as many as we can in the 40 seconds. Unfortunately, you can't skip any. You can't pass. So we need to tick them off as we go. Listen, the very best of luck. We've our fingers crossed for you. 40 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
She's an English actress that was one of the girl in Harry Potter.
I don't know her name.
Oh, no, you're not. She's become a famous sort of feminist icon at the moment as well.
I know she looks like, I just can't think of her name.
Oh, no, we have to get her. Because we can't pass. Oh, God, where do you go with this?
Her surname is like...
The guy that was with Sherlock Holmes.
Exactly.
What?
Sherlock Holmes' sidekick. His name was...
I don't know.
Oh, no!
Oh, you're joking.
It begins with a W.
Willow.
No, it's... Emma Watson.
That's a nightmare.
And I was on your side as well. We were just trying to do everything we could for you there. I did a whole load of clues. You probably would have gotten the next one as well. Oh,
that's a
shame. You'd have gotten loads of them, I'd say.
That's the sticky bit about this one is that it's not being able to pass. That's what makes it so tough.
I feel responsible for starting on that one. I should have picked an easier one to start on.
Oh, that's a real shame, Bernie. But listen. Listen out for the next chance. Who knows? Maybe you get another chance to play before Friday comes. Fingers crossed.
No worries.
Thanks for having a go, Bernie. Thanks for having a go.
Cheers. Take care. So the next opportunity to play is with Niall Boylan. And in fairness, he's got a fairly handy one because there's nothing to beat now.
One is all he needs.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That hurts. That's a shame. Why didn't I just do what I love doing and cheat? We'd all be happier.
Anyway, listen, next chance to play with Niall Boylan just after 1 o'clock.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit.
So there you go, the hit bit is €770 this morning. All for you, of course, if you can just tell us what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit, and it goes like this. There it is, that's all you get. I have no rashers.
It's been going on a while now.
I take a stab at these a lot of the times.
Yeah. Have we even skirted the issue, Michael?
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
Kinda?
Yeah.
Well, that's a start, at least. We'll take that.
I'm very reluctant to say anything. We've certainly had lots from around the time, let's say.
Right, okay.
So,
make of that what you will. Who's going to play, PJ?
Right, it's going to be Noel first. Noel in Dublin's up first. How you, Noel? Noel!
Hello, Noel!
Hello, Noel! He's gone.
Is he gone, is he?
Yeah, no, Noel.
He just gave up on himself. He gave up on us all, I'd say.
That's a shame.
Whatever Mike said to upset him there, talking about eras and everything, he was looking at, so that's not me.
No, I wouldn't mind, but he was very keen to tell a story and everything, but he's obviously gone, is he?
That's a shame.
Are you there, Noel? Noel.
Don't start that now. Don't start that. It's too early for that nonsense.
Right, okay. I'm wondering now then, is because it sounds very quiet, is Nikki there?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Do you not want to know what Noel was going to guess?
Sorry, Nikki. You just talk among yourself there
Nikki,
for a minute.
You just hold tight there for a second. Noel was going to guess Elton John. I Just Want to Kiss the Bride.
All right, okay.
And you were going to say, what were you going to say, Jim, to me?
I was going to say, Kiss the Bride, Mike. I don't know. What do you mean? What was I going to say?
You're going to say, Is It Right, Mike?
Is It Right?
I was going to say, Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Nikki, how are you? Are you well?
Oh, my God. Jesus, no wonder Noel fecked off here.
Yeah. I'd tell you something. I should have gone home early after that.
How are you feeling after that, Nikki? You all right?
I'm all right.
Yeah, what's the crack? What are you up to today?
I'm just going into work.
Right, so you just any plans for the rest of your day or anything? You're just trying to win a few quid?
No, I'll go home to bed and try and get over a cold.
Right, so
tell you something, Nikki, I feel your pain.
Oh God, right.
There's only a few of us understand what we're going through.
Jesus, have you ever heard of Michael Wanabe?
Oh, Nikki, my God, Nikki, it's terrible, isn't it?
How long is this going on with?
I don't know. It's the longest going head cold ever. I think since Halloween last year.
People don't understand, Nikki, what we're dealing with. But anyway, listen,
that's 3 weeks that's going on.
You and I just soldier on, Nikki. What's your guess?
Kylie Minogue spinning around.
Spinning around.
The old gold hot pants.
Imagine you won this, Nikki. Wouldn't it be amazing? 770 euro. Yeah, would you? I mean, you'd be so lucky. Lucky. Ah, come on, DJ.
Certainly better than
Nah.
Nikki, sorry about that. Keep at it. Don't give up on it. Have a good day and get well soon, by the way.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers, Nikki.
See you, Nikki.
Take
care. Have a good one, bye.
Right, okay. So, not Kiss the Bride, Elton John.
No.
Not Spinning Around from Kylie Minogue.
Neither of those two things. 20 to 5 again with Damien Farley. You can have a guess. You know yourself. 087-188-0008. You can register anytime. He'd be only too happy to ring you back personally.
Yeah, huge 80s number one Culture Club Karma Chameleon here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. A chance to win on the way, guaranteed on the Breakfast Table Quiz. You don't have to win the overall competition this week. We've got prizes just for playing on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. So if you fancy it, let us know. You want to have a bash, 087-188-0008. Now, let's see, do you recognise this, PJ? Do you know what that is?
I didn't, but I kind of cheated and asked Mike what it is.
Right, and I have to say, it's different than it used to be.
Big time, yeah.
That is the sort of titles, the theme tune of Expose.
They Expose.
Kind of did a souped up version of this.
Now that's what I recognise.
But of course, you won't be hearing it anymore because it is no more.
Absolutely devastated. I'm devastated. I can't believe it. I walked out. I don't know how I got under the radar. I was even in Virgin Media or TV3 or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Virgin Media, yeah.
My God, did they protect me from the scandal? They must have known I'd have kicked off.
Yeah.
I'd have kicked off and there would have been trouble if I had known it on site. Can't believe it. After 12 years, Expose has been given the axe. It's going to be cancelled. The last ever Expose. It'll be a 1 hour special on the 4th of October, and that is the last we will ever see of Glenda Gilson, Cassie Stokes and
Karen Koster. Yeah.
And that's it, it's over, it's gone.
Wow.
Such a staple of Irish TV, just taken out from under our feet like it was nothing.
Because it was
Shame on all of you for taking it away. Mike made a very good observation.
How often did you watch Expose, just out of curiosity?
That's nothing got to do with it. It's a part of Irish stapled television.
You're a dedicated follower of fashion. I mean, there's a man, as Mike and myself know, who enjoys a good print. A large animal print.
Oh, I can't believe, we're going back to tigers and horses.
Yeah.
Is it just anything that you... Doesn't any he? Chance... Well, yeah. Okay, granted. How am I going to know what's hot in the high street now?
You didn't know what was hot in the high street back then because you never watched it.
You did watch it. How dare you say I never watched it?
He did watch it. He knows far too much about it.
Does he?
Yeah.
So are you closet? Are you coming out of the wardrobe? Closet, clothing.
Bounding out of the wardrobe, I am.
Right.
I tell you something, Glenn, you know, we all know I'm a big fan of Glenda Gilson. Let's not pretend I've never gotten.
Glenda's sound, yeah. Absolutely dead on.
And then, like, you know what I mean? What's going to happen? South William Street will be a ghost town. A ghost town. They used to go up there and outside the market bar for photographs every few days to be known around. You know what I mean? And then you have, like, who knows what's hot to trot? What's going on? I'm going to miss those camera clicks going off on the TV in the background, all these things.
Because it was one of the original programming when TV3 came on air back in 98, was it?
Well, it's not that old. It's 12 years old only.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's 12 years.
God, I thought it was one of the originals back in the Lorraine Keane days.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the first shows. It mustn't have been.
I don't know. I think it's a 12. They're saying it's a 12-year run. But Mike made a very good observation. It's sort of Celtic Tiger TV that hung on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It had that real Celtic Tiger sort of, everybody's out spending, you know what I mean? You know, I couldn't be seen dead shopping for shoes without a glass of Prosecco sticking out of a handbag. You know, I had all that sort of going on.
Yeah.
And now I think I'm getting a little bit nostalgic thinking that it's not going to be on TV anymore.
That it is no more.
Yeah, it's been swimming around there, you know, it's like, and everybody was watching it. My ma's 82, you go in, she'd be there going, do you see there now?
Do you know what's in at the moment?
Do you know what they're doing? Do you know what they have them up there in Topshop? They'd look good in you. So I haven't worn anything like that in my life. Now she's going to have to go back to, I don't know, walking the dog or something like that.
I always kind of thought it was like the television equivalent of VIP or RSVP or something magazine, wasn't it?
Exactly.
It was all that sort of... It felt like that.
Yeah, and then all the interviews that were kind of all really fast interviews on the red carpet and...
Yeah,
and I mean, how will
you know how to do your makeup so that you look like somebody out of, you know, reality television?
Now you stop that. Now I know what you're thinking.
What
you're saying? You know, I know what you're saying. Okay, grand. Some people that went on to the show looked like they maybe did their makeup with the Smarties or whatever, licking them and rubbing them or whatever. But I do think.
So you're going to miss it.
I'm going to miss it. And there was a time when Exposé was essentially when on TV3. Constantly.
Yeah.
It used to be just...
It went 5 days a week for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, and then it was pushed to the Fridays only, and now they're saying maybe the writing was on the wall when it got pushed to the Friday.
Yeah.
But it used to be, you come in, it was six o'clock show, was broadcast from 1 to 4. You know what I mean? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it'd be Exposé repeated until the 6 o'clock show came on at 6 o'clock, when it was the 7 o'clock show.
That's, yeah. Because that often happened, so, yeah, the 6 o'clock show went down at 5.
Or one or something. Like, you know what I mean? The schedule would be all over.
It's a bit like you were saying earlier on when we were talking about, you know, our relationship with time, you know.
The Irish relationship
around,
with time.
Around. So the 6 o'clock show should be, around 6 o'clock. Anytime from 1 till 9, really.
Yeah, and I do love that about Irish TV, the lack of care. Not the lack of care, but the lack of anyone getting upset about it. You're watching the 6 o'clock show at 1:30, and someone goes... Is that the 6 o'clock show? When you go, yeah, it's 1:30. And someone goes, oh yeah, but that's yesterday's.
Yeah.
As if that makes any more
makes
sense.
It even, yeah. So now it's not just like early; it's 24 hours late as
I tell you, I'm gonna miss it. I don't know what they're gonna do, what they're gonna put in there. They're talking about having a big shake up over there. The morning AM show or whatever it's called, Ireland AM, is gonna get an extra hour. They're changing around the presenter team, so they're going to be sort of like all the presenters will be spread over the 7 days now.
Right.
They're going to do a bit of that. Elaine's show that I was on yesterday is getting pushed earlier into the day, in the afternoons, so 11 to 12 instead of 3 o'clock.
Afternoon, 11 to 12.
11 to 12 is afternoon.
You have a fairly loose relationship with time yourself, haven't
11
you?
To 12 is afternoon.
11 o'clock in the morning is the afternoon.
It's the afternoon, yeah. What did you call it?
I call it the morning, before
That's
noon.
Lunchtime.
George Michael, Freedom 90 here at Classic Hits. It's 8:21. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Somebody has WhatsApped in, PJ, something that might be relevant to you. Somebody said that similar to Virgin Media extending their Ireland AM show, Classic Hits may extend the breakfast show here. By an hour.
Oh, that's an awful idea.
Well, to be fair, you're actually, that won't happen simply because PJ thinks 11 o'clock is the afternoon. So
11 o'clock is the afternoon.
You wouldn't be able to have a breakfast show in the afternoon.
Elevenses. You don't call. What's 11s then? If you're having a break at 11, what time?
Yeah, that's your mid-morning break.
It's not your mid-morning break. It's your afternoon break before you have lunch at 1. Smarty pants. You have your morning, and then you have your afternoon break, and you have your lunch.
Yeah.
And you have, what time do you have your afternoon break?
Look, people are just...
What time do you have your afternoon break?
You have your afternoon at 3, and then you have the 3 o'clock slump. Shit. Then you have the 3 o'clock slump. It's a famous thing.
The 3 o'clock slump is not your afternoon break.
11 is your morning break. 3 o'clock is your afternoon break.
How is 11 is your morning break when you've already started work in the morning after breakfast? You're getting ready for lunch. You have your break at 11
people
in the afternoon.
People of Ireland, do you see what I have to deal with? Look at that. There you go. Who's this? Let me just find out who this intelligent person is. Cathy. PJ. It's not afternoon until 12 p.m. The secret is in the name. After noon.
Yeah,
noon
right.
Being 12 o'clock.
But why does most places do breakfast from 9 till 10 or 6 till 10? You know, most hotels. Try getting a breakfast in a hotel at 11. Try doing that. And when they say to you, breakfast is finished because it's not the morning anymore, you can bring it up with the manager. Because it's not, because they don't do it, because it's the afternoon, because they're getting ready for lunch, which starts at 1.
There you go.
So there you go.
So you're on hotel time. That's your secret.
All right, so that's grand. So you're right, and the international hotel system of the world is wrong.
That's it.
Yeah.
Grand. Just because they stop serving breakfast. You know why they stop serving breakfast? Because they're getting ready for the morning tea.
You get morning tea with your breakfast. Nobody's going to stop you having tea at 6 o'clock.
I cannot actually believe that you've sustained an argument about... afternoon...
This is like talking to Donald Trump.
Noon being 12 o'clock. Internationally recognised everywhere around the world. Noon is 12 o'clock, Michael. Am I right?
It's morning. 11 o'clock is morning. Get over it.
Grant, I'll tell you what. When you're on a holiday, this would be a great argument for you to bring up on your holidays with people.
PJ, we don't all go by hotel breakfast serving times.
I mean, it's extraordinary. He's not. It's not only has he turned around and go, oh, God, I made a mistake there. He's actually gone, no. I'll tell you what, I may be the only one who thinks this in the entire world, but I'm just going to prove myself.
I'm not the only one that thinks this in the entire world. Me, the Hilton Group. Yeah? Me, the Jury's Hotel Group. You know what I mean? All these sponsors, the people we're sending today on Breakfast Table Quiz.
If you find somewhere that does an all-day breakfast, that means it's the morning at 8 o'clock at night, does it?
That's why they call it a 24-hour thing. There is no... When it's all that does, you're doing away with the service. You're out of your...
Guaranteed Irish from the Coors, Runaway here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hi to Aaron and Bernard and Joshua. They're all in the car, ready for school. All big fans of the show. They're with their dad, Derek and Clayne. Morning to you, folks. Breakfast Table Quiz on the way. Everyone wins this week. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play. And never let it be said that we don't do our best to make your life better on this show.
Tell you something, this made me laugh, man.
Financial security. I mean, it's there for the taking, PJ.
This made me laugh. Sir, I nearly hurt myself.
Are you serious?
Yeah, if it didn't, I had to stop laughing for a little bit to cry because I'm so... Anyway, hear this. A study has apparently found that on average we reach financial maturity at the age of 31. There you go, 31. So weren't we all sorted at 31?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of immature bozo had a financial problem left after 31, eh? Who would that be?
My God, 31.
Get real. Men typically apparently feel in control of their money. Here you go. You ready to fall off your chair laughing or maybe feel pain here, Jim?
Yeah.
29. Is apparently when men feel in control of their finances. Compared to women who are at 33, I presume there's pay gaps and everything involved in that there. The survey found that around 2/3 believe that regularly paying into a savings account is a top indicator of being good with money. More than half believe that having a pension plan is a good sign of maturity. While 53% point to always shopping around for the best deals. I don't even know where to start with this.
I know, that's so bizarre.
I'm 44. I had a meet with my accountant on, what day was that? Monday. I've been sore and nearly crying ever since then. And because of my questionable life choices, I have no chance of buying a house. I'm just walking around dilly-dallying rent.
Are they seriously claiming that people are have themselves sorted financially
at 31 and feeling secure by 29? Mid
show. Off 33 your head.
Yeah, it's absolutely ludicrous. Social media pressures and buying holidays and clothes could be a factor in overspending. Could be. Every time I feel depressed about my finances, I buy a new jumper with a gigantic animal on it. That's it. Basically, you know I've had a bad day when I come in here with a new animal on me shirt.
Yeah.
That's how you know. So there you go.
That's ridiculous. That can't possibly be true. They must have. I don't know how they're interpreting that.
I don't like it. Well, there's
If somebody had to say, I tell you what, that would have made
10.
More sense if somebody had to turn around and said, roughly about 60 to 65, you start to feel like you may have a handle on it.
Yeah, because you stop caring. Because you start thinking, so what can they do to me now?
Yeah.
At this stage of my life, you know. I tell you something, there's something to be said for dying in debt. So there's a top 10 list here, right, of things that say you're good with money. Right?
You're good with money.
So if you're out there and you're having a listen, mentally maybe tick off some of these and see how you feel. On the good with money scale, right?
Okay.
So preparing a packed lunch to take to work. Look, I'll tell you something, right, that happens in this place.
Well, I mean, we do bring our porridge in.
We bring in our porridge. Yeah, we do, right?
Can we tick that box?
No.
Can we give ourselves a deal for that?
No, and I'm telling you why you can't now in a second. Because we bring in, how much is a handful of oats every day? Tenpence, maybe.
Or whatever,
10 cents.
If even, probably.
Right. And then what's the first thing we do? We have a bag of coffee here, right?
Yeah.
We make our own coffees. And the first thing we do when the show is finished is go and buy coffee round the corner when we already have it here. We don't count.
Right, okay.
We don't count. We spend so much money on coffee and so little on food, it's a disaster. Not lending cash to your friends. Right, none of us do that.
Yeah.
In fairness, so we can give ourselves that one. Because you don't lend cash to your friends, you give cash to your friends.
Correct.
And family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like fivers and ten. Actually, now that I think of it, I've hit both of ye up for 20s and tenors there, not a fair few times. So I actually qualify for that because I've never lent you anything, but you don't. Because of me, you two don't.
Oh, bloody hell.
So there you go. Knowing your bank balance at all times. Oh my God, your bank balance is like your self-confidence. Never check it.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. Because as soon as you know what it's really like, your life starts to crumble.
It's never as high as you want it to be.
Never. There's always less of it than
you'd
like.
To be honest with you, I practice that whole ignorance is bliss thing. I never, you know... When it used to be the paper versions, before it was like apps and whatnot, I never opened a bank statement.
Oh, gee.
Because you have a surefire way of ruining your day.
You know, now it's the app is on the phone. And you know when you
I
get
still
the
don't look at it.
Oh, when you get the little red thing that says a message on the app and you open it, it's like...
Get rid of your notifications, that's the only way.
You're waiting for... So having a rainy day fund.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done. I did start a pension quite early.
Yeah, so did I.
And I was saving my pension.
I've stopped paying into it because I can't afford it.
For years I was paying off the pension, right? Thinking I was really good. And then I went to get a house. And they says, you can't get a house. And I was like, I have a pension. They says, that doesn't matter. You could be long dead before anyone gets to that. I was like, huh?
That was reassuring.
I said, so if I didn't give myself money for that I might never live to see, you're telling me I could have bought a house now? Yeah.
That was a worthwhile investment, wasn't it?
I said, so what? What? I thought I was proving that I was financially mature.
I thought I was ahead of the game. And then I suddenly realised...
Apparently not.
You can't afford that.
No, apparently, right.
I'll just pause it then for the next 20 years.
Yeah, so you can imagine where that ended. Using loyalty cards. We do. We use the coffee one.
One.
Every day we
That's
use
the
a loyalty
only
card.
One.
Lads.
And people keep giving you them.
Yeah, lads, we're into it. Paying off your credit card bills every month. I do that. I do. I clear it every month, because I hardly
use it. I'd like to be
anyway.
Able to, but...
Yeah, I do that now, friends. Never being in an overdraft. Okay, moving swiftly on.
Yeah.
Always shopping around for the best deals. Okay, moving swiftly on. Having a pension plan. Woo!
Hey, we did it. We got one.
We got one. And having a savings account that you regularly pay into.
Actually, to be honest,
I actually do that.
I pay into a credit union.
Well, there you go. So you do.
That counts.
There you go. So you do. So we got
How many out of 10? Three.
Three out of 10, yeah.
Grand. And we're a lot more than 31.
Yeah, I'm 44. Jim's like 108, and you know what I mean. So it doesn't work out. I think this is it's a loot, and especially in this day and age where the pressures of money are like, you know what I mean. It's so mad. You can't.
Yeah.
You literally can't even turn on your. You can't get out of your car without paying a tenner.
Correct.
You can't turn on your Netflix. You can't do that. Like you literally can't fart in your own house without somebody paying a tax on it. I'm waiting for Fianna Gael to tell us there's an emissions tax on our own arses.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So this week we're on board with the Great National South Court Hotel. It's situated in Limerick, of course. Great short break destination, culture, sports, shopping, nightlife, whatever you need. It's got a great location and free parking as well. And all sorts of kind of gastro-related things, food and dining things. You've got places like their off-the-bone gastro pub. You've got the coffee house, which proudly serves Starbucks. You've got the curry house as well. And that's the prize for today, because it's a different prize every day this week. And today, it's dinner for two in the award-winning curry house at the Great National South Court Hotel. They were voted Munster's Restaurant of the Year at the Irish Curry Awards. So that's today's prize. And if you do manage to win the entire week, you'll be upgraded to a two-night gourmet dining break. And you can check all of that out, along with their Christmas packages, at southcourthotel.com.
So there you go. 10 the score to beat, though, so we need 11 or more to take the lead and win the end-of-week prize. And Carl Gagan, I think it's called, is in Dublin, is going to have it today. How are you, Carl?
How you doing? Well,
did I get your second name right, Gagan?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Ah, good stuff, good stuff. So how are you getting on?
Not bad, bud, you?
Yeah, grand. Thank you very much.
It says here, Carl, that you're doing building work. What are you building?
Houses in Adamstown.
Houses in Adamstown. All right, very good. Excellent stuff. So you are you on site at the moment?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Does that mean you have any hand, any help?
Yeah.
Right.
No, sorry. No, I'm in a room.
Ah, right. Okay.
Sorry.
In a room that he just built.
In fairness to him, I did make it sound like he was building on his own, yeah. No, I get you, Carl. Right, so we'll do our best for you on this anyway. You good to go, yeah?
Yeah, good to go, yeah.
Okay, 60 seconds. Best of luck, Carl. Here we go.
What Brazilian footballer was the youngest player in the World Cup final in 1958?
Pelé.
Yeah, in biology, what P describes the period before adolescence and adulthood? Puberty. What S is the birthstone for September? Sapphire. In what Steven Spielberg film does Tom Hanks play an army captain?
Saving Private Ryan.
In what film was the line "I'll be back" delivered by Arnold Schwarzenegger?
A Terminator.
Complete the name of this country in the West Indies, Trinidad and what?
Tobago.
Yeah, what is James Bond's favourite drink?
Martini.
Operation Desert Storm formed part of what war?
Kosovo.
The Gulf War. Where in the human body is the humerus bone?
Your foot.
It's in the arm. In what film did Michael J. Fox star as Marty McFly?
Back to the Future.
What type of animal is a hornbill?
Pass.
A bird. Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word was a hit for Elton John and what boy band?
Pass.
Blue. It was Blue.
Ah, dear.
I tell you something, there were some real tricky questions there. The first four of them, I wouldn't have got any of them. None of them.
Few sticky ones, all right, to be fair. Right, so in fairness to you, Carl, though, you did manage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... correct answers. And the good news anyway, Carl, is that you're walking away with that dinner for two in the award-winning curry house at the Great National South Court Hotel anyway. That's your prize for just playing with us today. So well done, sir.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
No worries.
Cheers, Carl.
Take care, Carl.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.